Psalms, go ahead, ushers. Psalms 84. Amen. The message of the season here at New Beginnings, and I believe all over the world, let's begin to trust Him. I believe the word that was given to me for us is, let's stop hiding under grace and let's move into trusting Him. The spiritual battle that is going on in the body of Christ, it's not from without, it's within. So in reality, followers of the Lord Jesus Christ has to fight two battles. Making sure we keep the gospel of Jesus Christ pure within, and the battle that is going out there that the culture is saying, you need to change your approach to Jesus Christ. And we're saying, we cannot. We have a mandate from God. We are ambassadors of the Lord Jesus Christ. We represent the counsel of God. It's not about just loving God, and people get stuck there. This is about honoring God. Now, the word that, for whatever reason, is no longer acceptable in the body of Christ is the word obedience. I've had people who were getting married ask me not to put the word obedience in there. And for a good cost, I said, okay. It's going to cost you. They don't want to use the word obedience. And somewhere in our journey, not with us, maybe our forefathers, maybe the religious spirits that were infiltrated into the body of Christ said, no longer use the word obedience. And so the season that we're in is a very powerful season because it is asking us to step up. It's asking us to go all in. Excuse my terminology, no more half-stepping. No more in and out. No more lukewarmness. No more our agenda. Our mission is, God, what is your agenda for my life? So Psalms 84, verse 11 speaks exactly how to line ourselves up with the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God is saying, let's get all in. It's kind of like now or never. It's kind of like that you're one decision away from changing the course of your life. It really is about the high volume of the high risk of stepping out in faith, believing God, seeing the results, tasting the goodness of God, seeing the hand of God over things that you and I cannot control. Even if we try to control it, it would become so difficult because when we try to control things, we get pretty frustrated. Wow. And we can't be in the business of staying frustrated. I'm not saying that you're not going to get frustrated, but when you do get frustrated, what is it, God, that you're saying to me? And you get to hear the voice of God for your life, and you get to hear Him say to you, trust me, my son, my daughter. So Psalms 84, verse 11 says, no good thing does God withhold. God is not in the business of withholding things from your life. He is not that kind of a God. He's not a dictator. My way or the highway. This is about experiencing all that God has to offer. Amen? That's my job too, is to kill bugs. He's gone. Experiencing all that He has. Hey, if we're honest with ourselves, and I think it's important that we understand that concept, the idea about being honest with ourselves. One of the most difficult things to do is to be honest with ourselves. That is why every one of us, listen to what I'm saying, every one of us, including myself, has to have people around us that will bring balance to our being honest with ourselves. And the reason why we don't make progress is because we don't have the right people around us. We may have people around us, but are they the right people around us? That is why God does not withhold nothing from us. Then why am I not experiencing all of God's goodness? Possible? A possibility is that you're not trusting Him. I want to see this, God. But see, my friends, I don't think you can see that until you let Him let you first experience it. Oh, no, that's for somebody else. That's for somebody else. No, it's for you, first and foremost. That is why what you see up here is important. And that's why it causes us to take a look at the first point that is so crucial. Because we're living in a time that it's important to go ahead and understand that all in. Okay? You say, well, Pastor, I have no clue what that means. Well, you know what? Neither do I. But we're going to find out. Right? We are going to find out exactly what that means. So here's the battle. Okay? We cannot accept the Americanized gospel. We got to rebuke it. And we have to say, that's not acceptable. We cannot take the gospel that America is teaching the Americans. And that gospel is real simple. Hey, follow me. Follow me. That's the Americanized gospel. The true gospel is, hey, let's teach everybody to follow Jesus. The person Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. We have so many people arguing over stuff that don't even matter in the kingdom of God. And guess what's going on? America is going down over stuff that don't matter in the kingdom of God. That's why I love New Beginnings. I fell in love with New Beginnings the first time God gave me the name New Beginnings. And New Beginnings has been giving people for 25 years new beginnings. And that is why the uniqueness of this work is that you are welcome here at New Beginnings because God wants to give you new beginnings. It's not about numbers, and it'll never be about numbers. But it has to be about people, one at a time. I'm comfortable with that. And this is why it says, no good thing does God withhold from those who walk uprightly. Look it up. Hebrew, Greek, English, Spanish, ghetto, no matter what, look it up. That word upright means to those who trust Him. It feels good to be under grace. I don't want to leave grace. It's comfortable. It feels good. But grace is powerful, but we can't hide under there too long. What does it look like when you step out in faith? Yes, you want grace to come with you. But what does it look like when you begin to really, truly, honestly, with all your heart, trust the Lord Jesus Christ? So the question is, who's following who? My prayer is that we would understand that we're following the Lord Jesus Christ. I am a disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ. I follow Jesus. I meet people all the time. I don't believe in religion. I don't believe in this. And you know what I tell them? I say, you know what? That's what we have in common. Neither do I. And they look at me cross-eyed. I says, what do you mean? Because Jesus is not a religion. He's a relationship. I have a relationship with Jesus. And they're like, wait a minute. I thought it was religious. No, you crazies out there use them as a curse word. We use them as power and authority. There's a big difference, isn't there? And so, as we begin to let go of things that don't matter, let go of things, you know, put a period to the past, you know, learn how to finish well, start a new chapter in your life. Let God give you the title of the new chapter. Don't say, oh, God, I got a new title for you. And He laughs at your titles. I have one for you. But I didn't have that in mind. You want to trust me? Yes. Let the journey begin. So this morning, as I put my final thoughts for today, I want to encourage you, are you following the Jesus of the Bible, or are you following the Jesus of religious institutions? I know. I get it all the time. But somewhere we have to make a stand. I said something to the group that showed up Wednesday night, and I want to share this with you because I think it's important. Elections just happened here, the big elections happening, and I think every one of us have a right to vote, and we should vote. And so someone asked me this very intelligent, this very, you know, modern theological question is how do we know it's God? And here's what I said. And this is how we should vote. If it does not multiply with the natural of a seed, it's not God. You want to know how to vote? Is that principle reproduced by the seed concept of the eternal word and the eternal principle of God's word? I know it makes us think. And we get stuck, and God is in the business of getting us out of that and realizing that everything God does, He does with the seed concept. So can you kind of explain a little bit about that, Pastor? Because for some reason I was following you and I just lost you. Okay. What you reap, what you sow is what you reap. what you, say it, is what you reap. And all we're seeing is the evidence of what America has sown. That's all. How do we change that? Quit seeding in the wrong concept and begin to do it right and in order, because God is a God of order. It's where you and I call Him Savior, and you and I call Him Lord, and you and I surrender to our Lord and Savior in a daily basis. I don't think nobody's mad at anybody. I don't think God's mad at me or you. It's the remnant. It's the remnant of God. And God is just pulling out those who know exactly how to be there, done that concept, been there, done that concept. This is about, you know, I've been there, done that. I need a new beginnings from God. Are you following Jesus? Or do you have that inverted gospel by inviting Jesus to follow you? Hey, Jesus, follow me. I got something here. No, it's, son, follow me. Big difference, isn't it? Yeah, big difference. So as I close this morning, as my pianist come, thank you for letting me do prayer for Veterans Weekend. A good break from everybody. So the solid message this morning is all in. Here's another thought here. As you puts it up real quick. You're one decision away from a totally different life. And here's the other point that I need you to really embrace, because if you don't embrace it, it's going to be real, real tough, as she puts it up again, the next point up there. It's really, I know it sounds cliquish, I guess, but it's not. We just finished the series of how to protect the anointing that's over your life. It's now or never. We've had opportunities and chances, but the invitation is still here. That's how much He loves us. He's so patient with us. He said, where do I start, Pastor? It's real simple. What are you doing for God? And if you say nothing, then you are a great candidate to say, Lord, I'll start here. I remember, just like it was yesterday, got saved in 1983, sat with my pastor. I said, Pastor, I'm ready to preach the Word of God with power and authority. I am so glad for you that you're so ready to preach the Word of God. I need a third grade teacher. So guess where I started? Teaching third graders. Somebody say amen. Oh, no, that's beneath me. I'm better than that. You've just missed following Jesus. You just missed following Jesus. I think that's a good place to start. And let Him increase. Let Him build. Because what He looks at is our faithfulness to God. Let me share this with you. I wanted to share it with you last week and I didn't get a chance to. You have no idea who this lady is, but I'm going to give you her name. Her name is Susan Butcher. She raised Alaskan Malamutes, huskies. She would race across Alaska, 1,100 miles, through every dangerous adventure, through those 1,100 miles. She won those races four times. It's kind of equivalent to winning four Super Bowl championships. Back to back to back to back. That's how big this event is. And here's what she would do. Think about it for a moment and say, how can I apply this to where I'm at today? And here's what she would do. The moment one of those pups was born, she would blow into the pup's nostrils, every one of them, to get the feel, the comfort, the smell. And she would do that to every one of them, just to encourage them. And she would do this in a routine basis. She personally would train each one of them. And on a routine basis, she would sleep with each one of these little pups. She would cater to them when they were healthy, unhealthy, or injured. She was always right there, would talk to them, even would sing to these pups. And she would do that to every one of them. And she raised 150 of these husky Malamute dogs. Why would she do that? Why would she sing to them? Why would she sleep with each one of them? Why would she be part of their lives for the moment that they were born, and she would breathe into the nostrils of these puppies? Why would she do that? To bond with them. You know what we need right now? We need to begin to bond with the Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. What a season we're in. It's really an exciting one, because it demands, I know that's a tough word, but by golly, I could be nice and use another word, but he's demanding for us to be all in. My friends, this is not a 11-day race, but it's a lifetime journey. Ups and downs, good, bad, and indifference. Things we have no control of, things we have control of. The choices we make, the decisions that we make, the direction we decide to take, because again, that seed concept is powerful. It's what you sow, it's what we reap. And I believe that we are ready. Say, I'm ready. Say it with me, I'm ready. I'm ready to begin to plant that seed that brings honor and glory to God. Wow. What a change. A lot of detox will be happening. A lot of detox will be happening. So if Susan Butcher was willing to give that kind of effort just to win a race that was just a temporary fix, how much more should we run a race that matters for eternity forever? when we give it all off. When we give it all of it. All in. Help us, Lord, as we begin to stand for the purity of our relationship with Jesus. Yes. Would you stand with me this morning? Almighty God. Almighty God, 100 so years ago, a man decided to go all in. It changed his life. It changed his city. And it changed his generation. The world has yet to see what God will do with and for and through and in by a man or a woman who goes all in and consecrates themselves. That was a D.L. Moody moment when he did that, changed his life, changed the culture. Changed the generation. Just maybe this is yours. Go and practice consecration. Why not you? Why not you? And why not now? Tomorrow is not promised to no one. But today is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. As we lift our hands, let the consecration begin. This is where we set ourselves apart. This is where we begin the journey, being salt and light to this community. This worship. Just worse. Just begin to thank him.